Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Mungo Jerry and Wild Love. And before that, Jennifer Lopez and Get Right. Next up, the Visit Isle of Wight show.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
It's time again for the Visit Isle of Wight show here on Vectis Radio. And for those of you who've recently started listening to us on 104.6 FM, this is a show that's carried on the front page of visitisleofwight.co.uk. And it's specifically designed for people who are coming to the Isle of Wight, but also for people who live on the Isle of Wight and don't know quite enough about what's going on here. And it's not just a great place for visiting in the summer. The Isle of Wight is a year-round attraction. And you can hear there the Isle of Wight Zoo, which is open all year round as well. But today what we're going to do, Judith, I think, is we should be focusing specifically on things that people can do over the Christmas period. And one thing that we love doing over the Christmas period is to get walking. And do you know what? Once you've had your Christmas Day lunch, a lot of people just fall asleep in an armchair. But one thing we like to do is get up and get walking. And whether or not it's to get your 10,000 steps in, or to actually get a little bit away from the relatives who you're visiting, it's a wonderful opportunity to explore the beautiful landscape that the Isle of Wight has, isn't it?
Absolutely, James. I couldn't agree more. And I know, you know, for a lot of people, the weather at the moment feels a bit cold, a bit intimidating, and you don't want to get out there. But once you do, and once you get moving, you get that blood circulating, you know, by the time you've had a nice walk, you get home, nice cup of tea, you feel so much better for it, don't you?
Even better after a whiskey, I have to say. But okay, which you do need to bring the blood back to your cheeks after the kind of weather that we're having at the moment. But, you know, one of the excuses people make in the winter is that they can't get out because it's too muddy to go for a proper country walk. And I think we're going to explode that myth on the Isle of Wight, aren't we?
We are, James. I have chosen three of my favourite, let's call them hard surface walks, mm-hmm. where you're walking on a hard surface. You're going to put your sturdy shoes on, your walking boots on, but you won't be getting muddy. I've also chosen walks that end up somewhere where there is a choice of nice cafes or restaurants that you could go to as well, so that you've got a nice aim in view, and a good walk too.
Perfect.
And points of interest on the way.
Okay, what's your first one?
My first one is a walk that I really love, and it's the walk from Quore Abbey to Ryde.
Yes.
So you start at Quore Abbey, which is a very, very beautiful Benedictine monastery. The monastery building itself was built in the early 20th century to a design by a Belgian architect who was himself a monk. Mm-hmm. Now, you can warm up there before you even get started because they have a lovely, lovely tea room.
We should say there's free parking there as well, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Good point. There is plenty of free parking there.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely tea room. They also have a nice space where they often have art exhibitions.
Yeah.
And one of James's favourite things, they have some lovely pigs there and you can feed them too.
Yeah, feed the pigs, £2 a bag.
£2 a bag. So you start the walk from Quore, and the vast majority of this walk is along a footpath.
Yes.
It's quite a sheltered footpath, lots of trees, and you'll be walking through a golf course, and it's very sheltered, so if it's a windy day, it's quite a good walk from that point of view as well. You will pass on the route the Church of the Holy Cross at Binstead, which is the most beautiful, beautiful little church, set in a really beautiful little churchyard. And there's a lot to see in that church. So if it's open as you pass, do please take the opportunity just to have pop in.
Yeah.
Now, that church had late 11th century origins and lots of really quite old and historical features to see.
Yes.
But the thing I'd really love to point out to you, and that it's quite easy to miss, is that it does contain a pair of very interesting 20th century stained glass windows, which were designed by an artist called Lawrence Lee in the 1970s, and depict a phoenix, a peacock and a dove. Now, the really, really interesting thing about Lawrence Lee is that he was in charge of the project to create the 10 huge windows for the nave of the new Coventry Cathedral.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely fascinating. He was born in 1909. He died in 2011. And, no, sorry, 2001.
Right,
sorry,
okay.
Folks. And it's really amazing that we have some of his work here on display on the island.
It is. And Binstead's a very jolly town. It's a tiny village, really. But in the summer, they also have a lot of open gardens days, don't they, where you can go around and visit the church. They do teas in the church. And also you can see people's gardens as well.
Yes, and also in the church in the summer, they do tea, coffee and cake for anybody who's passing. So if you're a summer visitor as well, do please take the opportunity to pop in. They'll make you very welcome and you can sit in the beautiful churchyard.
Mm. And from there, you kind of press on, don't you, towards Ryde?
Yes, you do. You press...
It's all part of the Isle of Wight Coastal Walk.
It is.
So if you just download from the Visit Isle of Wight website the Isle of Wight Coastal Walk, you'll be able to follow this.
Absolutely. You press on along that footpath, you will be travelling sort of through the path which runs through the middle of the golf
woods,
course.
Yeah, and the golf course.
And you'll end up in Spencer Road.
Yes.
As you come into Ryde.
Which is the Belgravia of Ryde, I have to say.
It's an incredibly nice road, and if you're interested in architecture, you'll see some very nice Victorian villas as you walk down Spencer Road and through into the main town centre at Ryde, where you will find a nice selection of cafes, or pub if that's what you'd prefer, and lots of restaurants to choose from as well.
Yep. Sounds fabulous. It's a walk we do a lot. I love feeding the pigs. You also get to see the Abbey ruins on the way because the Abbey, of course, until the dissolution, was a little bit further down the hill. And then it was rebuilt, wasn't it, in the 19th century?
Absolutely. And the original abbey was, in fact, a Cistercian monastery, although the monks at Quarnower are of the Benedictine order. And you can just see that on the left as you go along. Oh, lots of nice ponies to see. You're walking through woodlands. Really lovely. I would just mention, though, it's a little hilly in parts, that walk.
Yeah.
But only for very short periods of time.
Exactly.
Areas.
No, it's a lovely walk. We can thoroughly recommend it, and as I said, if you want to download it, do just go and put into Google Visit Isle of Wight and also Coastal Path, and you'll be able to download a PDF of that. Here's Lutricia McNeil, Ain't That Just the Way, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Carisbrook Castle. Lutricia McNeil, Ain't That Just the Way. You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online as well. This is the Visit Isle of Wight show, and one of the things that we've been doing over the last year is creating a bank of little factual snippets all about places to visit on the Isle of Wight, and that's been done as part of Hello Vectis, and I just wanted to play you one now about Carisbrook Castle. Carisbrook Castle is open a lot more in the summer than it is in the winter, but in the winter there are still events on there and there are still opening times, a couple of donkey days in December, and it's a great place to walk around as well. So I'll just let you listen to that and then we'll have a little of EC.
Hello Vectis, let's talk Wight.
Today on Talking Wight, we're talking about Carisbrook Castle. Although the Isle of Wight's best-known royal connection is to Queen Victoria, who lived at Osborne House, the much older Carisbrook Castle has plenty of links to royalty too. In fact, Charles I was imprisoned at the castle in the months before his trial and execution. Carisbrook is not only at the heart of the island, it's at the very heart of the island's history too. It's a beautiful fairy tale castle, set high on a hill just outside our county town Newport. It can be seen for miles around, and that's the point, as it was built for protection and to repel invaders. Carisbrook's life started under the Romans, before it became an Anglo-Saxon fort. Around 1,000 years ago, a wall was built around the hill as a defence against Viking raids. After the Norman conquest, a castle was built, and over 400 years it was extended and fortified under successive kings and queens to defend against French incursions and the Spanish Armada. By the time of the Civil War, the castle fell into the hands of parliamentary forces and became a prison for important royalists, and finally, Charles I himself. Despite guards converting castle lawns into a bowling green for him, he tried unsuccessfully to escape twice, getting stuck between the bars of his window. Later on, the castle fell into disrepair, used only occasionally by governors of the Isle of Wight. But don't expect all ruins, because in Victorian times it was restored when Princess Beatrice became governor of the island and made Carisbrook Castle her summer residence until 1938. Today, it's run by English Heritage and a great day out for the whole family. The best way to start is to walk around the castle battlements for great views of the island and climb up to the ancient castle keep. It's quite hard going, but not as tough as life is for the donkeys at Carisbrook. They've been using the same treadmill to raise water 160 feet from the ground for over 500 years. You can meet the donkeys, see them in action, and watch a film about their lives. After a rest in the wonderful castle tea room, have a look around the museum, see where Charles I was imprisoned, and even try your hand at bowls too. And before you go home, pop into the fascinating Victorian chapel, which became a memorial for the First World War, and Princess Beatrice's beautiful garden outside. The castle is open all year round, but weekends only over the winter. In the summer, there are plenty of special events for the school holidays, including jousting and sword fighting. For more details, go to englishheritage.org.uk. With Talking White, I'm James Vaughts. Amen. And that was Boomerang. Nile Rodgers was in there, of course, as well. And you've just beaten yourself back to Vectis Radio. It's the Visit Isle of Wight show. Judy and I are here talking about wonderful Christmas walks you can do. We have chosen ones which are on hard standing, so you don't need to worry about getting your boots muddy or your moots buddy. Now, listen, we love doing a particular walk, which is between Ventnor Botanical Gardens and Bond Church. Now, if you want to pay for car parking and you want to pay to look around Ventnor Botanical Gardens, that's all to the good, because they're open year-round. It is officially Britain's hottest garden. It's subtropical. I can't promise in the winter that there's going to be blazing sunshine, but if there is blazing sunshine in the winter, it does get quite warm down there. There are loads of subtropical plants. They've got a special Australian and New Zealand bed in there, and it's one of those places where a load of plants can be grown in the UK that can be grown nowhere else. So it's definitely worth a visit, but you do need to pay to get in. The reason I'm saying that is because the next place on the walk, again, this is part of the coastal path, is Steep Hill Cove. And that is one of the most magical places on the island. And if you don't want to pay to go to Ventnor Botanical Gardens, you can always park just above Steep Hill Cove on Steep Hill Road. Now, there's a little bit of a clue in the word steep hill, because it is quite steep getting down there, isn't it, Judy?
It is, but it is so worth it. It is the most beautiful little cove, and it's really unlike any other coastal area of the Isle of Wight, I think.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more like Cornwall, doesn't
it? It's absolutely magical, and lots of little thatch cottages down there, and interesting little hideaway places.
Yes, and most of the buildings there have been in the same family for, well, if not centuries, certainly decades. And there's a lot of lobster fishing and crab fishing that goes on down there. And in the summer, there are three or four restaurants that specialise in seafood that has been caught literally before your eyes. In the winter, though, restricted opening hours, you may find if you get down there, there is nothing to buy. But it is still absolutely magical. In the winter, isn't it, Julie?
Absolutely. And if you are starting from Ventnor Botanical Gardens, they have a lovely cafe there, so you can always have a warm drink there before setting off.
Yeah, well, I've got a few tips in a minute for things people can eat on the way, because once you're down in Steep Hill Cove, the problem is you're at the bottom of a steep hill, and you've got another few steep hills to get up, because as you wend your way around towards Ventnor, there's a killer of a hill, isn't there? It is a tarmac hill, because mm-hmm. you get, or at least a concrete hill, but you're going to find it a bit of a puff, so do leave a little bit of extra time. You go up and down one or two hills. There's some charming ponds mm-hmm. That are sort of hangovers from when there used to be some formal gardens there, and indeed there used to be a castle mm-hmm. between Ventnor and the Botanical Gardens. But then you go up some steps, and then you find yourself on this bit of a broadsword as you go towards Ventnor, down by the car park at La Falaise, and then you descend into Ventnor, or at least Ventnor Esplanade, because Ventnor is a town of two halves. There's the glorious little bit by the coast, and then there's the upper part of Ventnor, and we're not going to take you on this walk into the upper part of Ventnor unless you want to go to a few of the nice restaurants there, because on the lower part, by the Esplanade, just by the beautiful sandy beach, you've got loads of pubs, including the Spyglass Inn, and also there's a real special treat for you if they're open, which is the fish and chip shop, which is on the pier at Ventnor Haven, and that is absolutely superb.
Yeah, it is amazing. I have to say, it is takeaway only, but if you're well wrapped up, there are tables and chairs, benches nearby, and fantastic stop if you're on a walk to refuel on your way.
Yes, exactly, and the fish there is actually fish that has been caught that day, or at least the day before, in the sea. There's a wonderful fishmongers there as well, so you're not going to get better fish and chips than that on the Isle of Wight. Now you continue from Ventnor along the front past a skate park, and you've got the sea on your right hand side the whole time, sometimes lapping up over you. There's a nice little cafe on the way called the Seapot, and it will bring you eventually to Bonchurch. We would recommend that at Bonchurch you turn around and go back, because there is a little bit more to see at Bonchurch. What you need to do is up another very, very steep hill just behind a row of cottages. You'll cross over a rather charming little stream and waterfall, and then get to this amazing church. It's St. Boniface Old Church at Bonchurch, which is one of the few medieval churches in England dedicated to this Saxon monk who died in 755. It is one of the cutest churches on the island. It would make a perfect setting for a Midsummer Murders or something like that, because it's precariously perched on the side of the hill. It is absolutely tiny, and over Christmas they sometimes have some candlelit services, don't they, Julie?
They do, and the churchyard there is so incredibly beautiful as well. I mean, pure picture book.
Okay, well, stick with us. We're going to be back with some more walks. Remember, both of the walks we've talked about so far are coastal path walks on the Isle of Wight. You can find more about those from the Visit Isle of Wight website. Here's Birds and Turn, Turn, Turn. There's Birds and Turn, Turn, Turn. Now, that's what I call a montage song. You know, in the films where just before the end they kind of recap things? They always use something like turn, 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 don't they?
Yeah, something that sort of sounds quite backgroundy, isn't making too much of a statement.
Yeah.
Or maybe giving you a subtle clue.
Something's about to happen.
So it's just before the fifth
act of a film. Anyway, we're digressing, because we are talking about wonderful things for you to do on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, or, and frankly, any time over the Christmas period where you want a lovely walk on the Isle of Wight. Now, we've been talking about Ryde to Quarre Abbey, or vice versa. We've been talking about Ventnor to Bonchurch. Let's go to the other side of the island now and talk about Gurnard to Cowes. Judy.
Yep, this is in fact Gurnard to West Cowes, James, and again is another portion of the coastal footpath, as were both our earlier walks. I would recommend parking in Gurnard and walking to West Cowes. You will have the sea on your left the whole of the way.
You get free parking that way. That's important.
Absolutely. Free parking in Gurnard. There is a pub there. There's a very nice cafe there. If you'd like a hot drink before you set off, then you set off with the sea on your left. You'll have the sea on your left all the way. I particularly love this walk, James, because the sea is often very high there and sort of is beating up against the wall as you're walking along.
It's very foamy, isn't it?
It's incredibly sort of energising. You get that real kind of ozone rush.
Yes.
Well, so you walk along to West Cowes, and I think one of the first points of interest you will come to on your right-hand side is Rosetta Cottage. And this is a white, sort of castellated cottage, now owned by the National Trust, in fact. Mm. And you can rent it out for holidays. But this is where Winston Churchill's father proposed to Winston Churchill's mother. I think they'd only known each other for about 30 minutes.
I think so. Point. And I think they also got married about 2 weeks later, and then Winston was born about 9 months after that.
Yes,
so everything happened incredibly quickly.
I think that's what's known in the trade as a whirlwind romance.
Yeah, exactly.
So walking along from there, you'll see some really interesting Victorian and Edwardian architecture on your left. Sorry, I'm so sorry. On your right, as you're carrying on. And some modern, nice modern architecture too. So press on, keeping the sea on your left all the time. And then on the right-hand side, you will come to the Royal Yacht Squadron, very, very famous sailing club,
yes,
and home of the very famous Cowes Regatta, which is held in the summer each year. You'll know which building it is because it has a whole row of cannons in front of it facing out to sea.
Indeed, it used to be a castle. It's a very exclusive club, so you can only get, if you're not a member, if you can only get in there on a few days each year when they're doing something, like at the Literary Festival, for example, at Northwood House. They always have a few events, and it's worth going in just to have a look at those. But it's very attractive on the outside.
Absolutely, and they fire the cannons during the regatta, certainly, for sure, and perhaps also at other times. So, watch out for that. James mentioned the Literary Festival. That is held every year in October in Cowes, and really, really worth coming down for if you haven't been to it before. It's primarily held in Northwood House, very, very beautiful house in Cowes, with some satellite events at the Royal Yacht Squadron.
Yeah, and if you keep on walking, you're straight into Cowes, lots and lots of lovely restaurants and pubs there. And then by the time you get back, I think it'll probably have taken you an hour and a half if you don't stop. Most of those walks that we've mentioned are about 1.5 to 2 hours, so about 4 or 5 miles if you're not going too quickly. Anyway, we'll be back in just a few moments after the ads and a little bit more music.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Your community, your local station. We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6 and online at vectisradio.com.
That's R. Kelly and Ignition. Sadly, after this show, there is no after party, but we hope you've enjoyed the Visit Isle of Wight show for another week. We have been talking about wonderful walks you can do on the Isle of Wight over the Christmas period. And if you want to find out more about the types of walks you can do on the Isle of Wight, just go to visitisleofwight.co.uk, click on things to do, activities, and downloadable maps of walking routes on the Isle of Wight that you can print off yourself at home, and have a wonderful time getting your 10,000 steps in. We'll be back in a fortnight. James and Judy are continuing now on Vectis Radio 104.6 FM.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.